The Food Pantries for the Capital District is a coalition of 64 food pantries in Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties. They provide funding, delivery, coordination of services and food drives, and education and training to their member food pantries. Their big fundraiser, the Harvest Evening Celebration, will be happening next Thursday, October 3rd at Franklin Plaza in Troy, New York. We are joined by our dear friend Natasha Pernicka, Executive Director for the Food Pantries for the Capital District, and another dear friend, Chef Kizzy Williams from Ally B's Cozy Kitchen. How are you two?
Fantastic.
Doing good. Thanks for having
Excellent.
Us.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on the program. So let us begin with you, Natasha. This is number eight?
This is our eighth Harvest Evening Celebration.
My goodness.
Yeah. It's really a chance for us to come together and celebrate what we're accomplishing. While there is always going to be more work for us to do, we know that we need to celebrate the work that we are doing with all of our partners and the great people in our community.
In that celebration, what we've seen over the years since you started is your number of food pantries has increased. We can only assume that means there's an increase in need, or at least addressing that need.
Yeah, one of the things we've been working on is making sure that all of the food pantries in the area know about our organization, because by doing that, we can help support them to make sure that they're meeting the needs. So there's 57,000 people who are seeking services in the four-county region. The food pantries provide more than 3.2 million meals worth of groceries every year. So the Food Pantries for the Capital District, our organization, can do things like deliver food from the food bank and other people who are donating food. We provide some of the money we raise pays for food. We want to make sure that everyone has access to nutritious food from food pantries in a time of need.
When you think of getting that word out, what are the challenges in doing that?
I think a lot of times people might not necessarily know what a food pantry even is. They might think of it as a soup kitchen, or they don't realize that it's just regular people who don't have enough resources going home, opening their refrigerator and saying, I don't get paid until next week, or someone on a really limited income. And so pantries provide groceries and a lot of other things too, like personal hygiene products, toilet paper, to help you get through.
When you think about the need, and you always make this point because you're such a wonderful partner with us during the fund drive, so we've talked about this, but I'd just like to hit it again, which is the fact that the usage is not something that is always constant. If someone is using the food pantry, they're not there for the rest of their lives. It's a dip in, dip out as needed is your general finding of how people use.
Sure. I mean, some people will need to use a food pantry every month because they just will never have the resources that they need. But for other people, it is just temporary. They're in between jobs or life situation changed, and they need help getting back on their feet. So it's there for both of those situations.
When you think about this event, how does it roll out? I asked this question. I've lovingly been a part of it for a long time, but it's really neat how it works. So give people who have never been there a sense of how it goes.
Sure. Well, one of the things we wanted is we want to make sure we connected our mission to the event. And so not only are we having so much fun, we're not going to bore you with too many talking heads, but the fun part is our Food Pantry Chefs Challenge. The idea is that the chefs who volunteer to come there create tastings based on items that you can find in a food pantry. And I think people are shocked because the food's amazing, because what's in a food pantry? Well, it's food. Look in your own cabinet and what do you have in your pantry? So the chefs are competing for best taste. They're competing for what's the recipe that would be easiest for someone to make on their own.
Right. And then the challenge of all the chefs it's a real competition, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, enter Kizzy into this equation, who is just fabulous. And my good, you've been a part of this for how many years now?
I believe 4 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is very fun for you, I assume.
I love it. I love it. It's exciting. Every year I seem to win, so I'm grateful for about that. But it's one thing I want
to seem to win. You do.
I do win. I don't want
to
be the bragger, but I do win.
You win.
You know. You know. That's because I'm the best soul food cook in the Capital Region. I can do anything when it comes down to the food pantry. And I also grew up off of the food pantry. I raised my children off of the food pantry, so I'm truly grateful for the food pantry of the Capital Region, and thank you, Tasha, for all the great work that you do with the food pantry. One thing I do want to say about the food pantry that I know, every food pantry is different. Some food pantries, when you go in into the place, they may bag your food up for you. But it's also places right in the Capital Region where they give you, like, you go in there with your shopping cart and you actually pick the items that you choose. And I think that's cool because it's like a supermarket. You go in there, you have your cart, and they have shelves, and you pick the peanut butter, or you pick your green beans, you pick your Jesus Christ, cream cheese. It's so much stuff. They have chicken.
Jesus Christ, cream cheese.
They have cream cheese. They have chicken.
Brand? Is he making that now?
Listen, and it be really great products. It's not like they give you products that no one wants. One time when I had went to the food pantry and I got the cream cheese, I went to the supermarket. That cream cheese was like the most expensive cream cheese on the shelf. So that'll let you know that the products that they get at the food pantry are high quality products.
Now, your challenge as a chef is to come up with something that is using the ingredients that can be found at that food pantry and right off that shelf, and then you do your magic.
I do my magic. And what my job is just to show people that feel like I'm not going to the food pantry because they don't have what I want. Well, that's not the case. You can go in that food pantry and make spaghettis. You can go in a food pantry and make baked chicken. You can go in a food pantry and make a salad, potato salad or mashed potatoes. And I'm great at that. If you come by Alley B's, and when I make my, for instance, green beans,
yeah,
that's the same product that you can go to the pantry and get and make at home.
Where did Alley B's get its name?
Alley B's get its name from my mother.
Your mom. Yeah.
She's from South Carolina. She's from way back in the woods where they wasn't rich folks. They had to use simple ingredients, just like the pantry, and the food was always the best. You know, at Alley B's, we make soul food, is American dishes that are very simple ingredients. So not only when you come to Alley B's and eat my food with simple ingredients, when you go to the pantry and you take the food home from the pantry, it's the same thing, simple ingredients. And I always win. Simple ingredients at the food pantry harvest.
Right.
So.
And this is a big deal for all of the various chefs and pantry and kitchens who participate.
Yes, it is a big, and one thing I can say about this event, it be very big businesses like Whole Foods show up.
Well, yeah. So our chefs this year, we've got Honest Weight Food Co-op.
Check.
We've got The Point.
Yep.
We have Mazone Hospitality,
yep.
Prime
wow.
Dining. We've got Rivers Casino.
Wow.
They're new this year. we have Alley B's, obviously. We have Field Notes. And every year, we have one of our chefs come from one of our food pantry members. So they might have a soup kitchen or community meal program or someone at the organization who's able to cook. So this year, we have Bethesda House is having their chef, Alvin Brown, come and participate. So that'll be fun. Some tough competition.
Yes. And these are great places. So it also, to me, it showcases to families that you may not be able to get to The Point, but you can get to the food pantry. and you can use these same recipes that these great places that sell food, you can use these recipes at home.
And it is, but it also gives people who perhaps have either not been to or are not aware of a food pantry or have been to one to use it, that this is of how important it is, and these are the ingredients that are given, and that is what is also important. I mean, you're not going out and getting like extraneous stuff, right?
Right.
No, and I think people don't realize most of the food pantries carry fresh produce, and sometimes the produce that they're getting is really amazing things or unique items that are being donated. So there's a lot of opportunity to experiment and create new foods.
And as Tasha said, you know, the food pantry, they give food. They also give products that you may need, like tissue. So the food pantry, they're not just taking care of families with food and household needs. When the holidays come up as well, y'all give families toys for Christmas and things like that.
Yeah.
So the food pantry, you're doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's really all of the amazing volunteers and staff at the pantries. They inspire me literally on a daily basis for the amount of people involved in this effort.
And not only that, you know, being a part of the food pantry, just to let the Capital Region know, everything's given. Alley B's give free dinners away on Thanksgiving Day. So, you know, if you're hungry, if you're tired, if you worked so hard that week and on Thanksgiving Day you don't feel like cooking, come on by Alley B's from 12 to 2. You can get some of the best soul food from the Capital Region for free.
Soul food Thanksgiving.
Yes, soul food Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
free
that's
of charge.
Good stuff. Well, it is all of this is part of the 8th annual Harvest Evening celebration for the food pantries for the Capital District. It is happening on Thursday. That's next Thursday, October 3rd, at Franklin Plaza in Troy, New York. What a night. It'll be great. So do people have to do anything in advance? Do they need to go on your website?
Yeah, if they want tickets ahead of time, they can go to thefoodpantries.org. You can also get tickets that night. Either way.
Show up. And it's thefoodpantries.org for more information, thefoodpantries.org for more information. Natasha Pernicka is Executive Director for the Food Pantries for the Capital District. Chef Kizzy Williams is from Alley B's Cozy Kitchen. My love to you both. Thank you very much for all the beautiful work that you do, and have a wonderful event.
Thank you, Joe. And get those tickets. Please continue to support the food pantry. You buying them tickets will continue to help families in the community.
Food Pantries, thefoodpantries.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.